Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels made the best of what could have been a better bowl and a better season. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Kudos to Larry Fedora and his staff for getting his football team prepared for the Belk Bowl, when it would have been easy for them all to lose focus. As it turned out, Cincinnati was no match for Carolina because the Heels were ready and put on a great show for the nice crowd that came to the game. Finishing the regular season 6-6 with a sobering second straight loss to Duke, the Tar Heels did take their chance to end with a winning record seriously if how they performed at Bank of America Stadium was any indication. They looked loose and like they were having fun while showing off an array of talent that should have them in the middle of the ACC Coastal race in years to come. From freshman T.J. Logan's long free kickoff return for a 78-yard touchdown, through sophomore Marquise Williams rebounding from Duke with a solid game at quarterback, to Belk Bowl MVP freshman Ryan Switz's fifth punt return to the house of the season, which tied an NCAA record and broke a bunch of ACC and UNC marks as well. Even with a banged-up defense, it was missing Travis Hughes and playing with an injured Jeff Schottmer at linebacker and moving parts around like chess pieces, Carolina put relentless pressure on Cincy quarterback Brendan Kay. The game was on ESPN's flagship station and got a larger viewing audience than such a Midland Bowl usually deserves. And through it all, Fedora is putting the Carolina football brand back on the map, despite a 1-5 start this season. UNC sold 10,000 of its allotted 12,500 tickets, and though not close to a sellout, the game had a representative crowd of 45,000 with little help from Cincinnati. Fedora thanked the fans for their support after hoisting the championship trophy and promised even better results next year. Instead of playing like a 6-6 team, the Tar Heels looked like a team headed for much greener pastures. Indeed, it was really a pretty sight to see on a great evening in Charlotte. This is Archansky. See ya.